Well, Chloe, first of all, tell me what exactly it is that the Worcester Reds have achieved today.
So today we've stayed up in the National Premier League One. So that's the top league for netball in the country. And so today we won the game against Turnford, and that means we don't have to go to playoffs, and we stay in the league for another season.
And that's a phenomenal achievement, really, because if we're being honest, you were up against it at this level of netball, weren't you, really?
Yeah, a lot of the teams have some really good players, like players that play in the Super League franchises and England girls, and we don't really have that depth in our squad, so I'm really proud of all the girls to step up and match that level of netball.
It must have been pretty tense.
Yeah, we made it difficult for ourselves. We only won by one goal, so it really did come down to the last seconds of the game, really. So yeah, it was amazing.
And presumably when you get promoted to the top division as you have been, the first objective obviously is to stay there. You've achieved that now, so next season is it looking to move on a bit?
Yeah, definitely. We've been in this league before and came straight back down, so it's a great achievement for us to stay up this year. And then next year, obviously, we don't want to be in this position. We want to be mid-table, pushing top of the table for next season.
Well, it's a fantastic achievement. Are you going to have a small celebration tonight?
Well, unfortunately, because it's Sunday, we've all got work and things tomorrow. So we did have a few drinks on the way back, but we've got our big night out sorted. So looking forward to that.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm glad about that. I'm glad you got the big night out sorted anyway.
Yeah.
And in terms of, you mentioned you've all got to work, of course. You're not professional. I mean, how much travelling do you have to do? Is it literally all over the country, this?
Yeah, so the furthest north we go is probably at Middlesbrough, and then right down to the bottom, like Winchester. Last season we were going over to Jersey, so we had to fly. We do go everywhere. We all have to fund it ourselves. We get a bit of sponsorship with the club, but we're always looking for new sponsors. So if there's anybody out there who wants to help a team that are trying to make it, then get in touch.